primarily XP computers in the network.
And it's an off-the-shelf package, and I can't, Network Magic.
Right.
And that was really helpful in setting up networking printers and things like that.
Right.
Now, right now, with Windows 7 on most of the computers, it handles a lot of that on its own and has made it easier. But we still have, I think, one Windows XP computer right here, which is I'm switching over. And that's a pain. Having multiple operating systems on the network, it makes it really difficult. And we have no Mac, so it's just all Windows-based stuff. But there are tools out there that have helped in the past.
It gives me an idea of occupation for everybody. I work at an ice cream shop, but student for now.
Student? Okay.
Yeah.
No, you're not post grad yet or anything, right?
Yeah, no. Taylor's like, what would you call that?
Call what?
Occupation.
Oh, he works at a hotel. He's in security at a hotel. Unemployed right now.
Now, in terms of all the devices that
Thank
get
you.
Used, is there are there some devices that are only used by some people, or some of them that are used by everybody?
I'd say the Xbox. Usually is only Corey and myself.
Let me write it down here. Corey and then you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say everybody else uses the computer fairly often.
No, it seems like there are lots of computers around the house. Is it each person has their own computer for the most part?
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part. So, for example, Taylor has...
He has a laptop.
It's a laptop that he uses here.
Yep.
Thank you.
And then Lisa.
She uses the...
the office?
The desktop, yeah. Office and computer. Office.
Me. And then Corey.
He has his own desktop in his room.
Yes.
Hi.
These guys are here to teach Drew how to stay in school and get a good job.
And I have a desktop of my room too.
You have a desktop?
Yeah.
One PhD and one postdoc.
In your room?
Yeah.
And then, so Taylor only
has a laptop. My dad has a laptop. And I don't know, do you also use this one?
Yeah, I'm just rebuilding it, but that's just going to be kind of a spare PC.
Okay, I'll include that too. Spare.
We just upgraded the main computer that my wife uses. That's the old box that we're just rebuilding.
Here's usually a good question: is who's the guru, the computer guru of the house?
Dad. I guess by default that would be me.
Like,
yeah.
And what qualifies you as the guru? What are the kinds of things that you typically do, like rebuilding computers and?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any. An electronic background or degree or anything like that. It's just over the years I've always worked in an industry where we had development teams and I worked real closely with them. So
what did you do in the past?
I worked in the convention and trade show industry, and we would build websites for people who are producing shows that people would go and register and sign up for events. And so I was always worked very closely with a team of developers and to build all that stuff. So.
And so you kind of picked up the knowledge.
Just through the years.
Right, that makes sense.
So everything related to networking, typically you also handle the backups and everything. Right. Information to fill out. Okay, so here let's, if you don't mind, let's try to list all the different devices here. So let's start. So you have one desktop in your room.
Yep.
So that number one, it's in your room.
Yep, in the upstairs room.
And it's wired.
Yeah.
It's on the wire. Wired. And you are the one who uses it.
Mm-hmm.
And when do you typically use it?
Daily. All
daily?
I wouldn't say all day. I would, daily. I check my email daily. You know, I like
websites.
Just miscellaneous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you play a lot of computer games there too?
I wouldn't say computer games as much. More play the Xbox more than any kind of. If I game at all.
And nobody else typically uses this computer?
No.
Okay. So, great. So then, let's see. Let's go with the Xbox, right? Which is number two. Make the Xbox number two. Where is the Xbox?
It is in the main room right here.
Living room. It's wired, right?
Yes.
And typically it's you and...
In Corey.
Great. When do you typically use it?
A couple times a week. I wouldn't say daily.
More on the weekends, have free time.
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, is Dana there?
Thank you. Great. What do you use it for? For fun. Do you watch movies on it?
No.
Netflix?
We don't have Netflix. It's just mainly just for gaming.
What's for gaming? Xbox Live.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Cool. Who else uses this and why? Okay, I think we covered that.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, now let's pick number three. Let's see Taylor's laptop. So I guess
it's located in his room.
Is it moved around the house much?
You know, it's really not, surprisingly. No. He doesn't really get on his laptop as much.
But his Wi-Fi. It's on Wi-Fi, right? No noise killers.
He usually keeps it in his room, but that's the only time I see him on it is, I barely ever see him on it. It's probably just a couple times a week when he gets on it. He's usually not a big computer guy. So.
What does he do on it?
Probably just check his email and does like his work stuff, music.
Listens to music.
Yeah, that would be probably the only thing he does on the computer. That's just, he's never really a big he's never been a big computer guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then let's see. And then Corey has a computer in the room too, so. Corey, desktop.
Okay, and that's
Corey's room. Wired, right?
Yeah. Or is Corey's wired?
His desktop is wireless.
Wireless.
Okay. And then he is with it. When does he typically?
Daily.
Daily?
For like Facebook. He does play a lot of games.
Social networking.
Yeah. He plays more games on it. That's usually what I see him doing. He's doing little internet games or stuff like that.
Homework and things like that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm. And so that's his computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to party. So, your mom?
Yeah,
so
she.
The office main, so let's.
Yeah, it's the main.
It's a desktop, right?
Yeah.
Great. Location, it's in the office.
Office, yeah.
Office, and it's wired. And then she's the one. Normally uses?
Yeah, her or my dad. Usually my dad only uses it if he's trying to fix something.
When does it get used?
Daily. She works off of the computer, so she's usually on there a good bit per day.
For work related?
Mm-hmm. Mainly work. Probably just, email and work, and that's probably it. She doesn't know a whole lot. No offense.
Okay, who else? Michael.
Correct.
And when your dad uses it, it's just for backups and things?
Yeah.
Or?
Just either if there's problems with it, that's when I see him on it. Or if they're trying to install something new or stuff like that.
Is there like a computer in the house where it's sort of in the living space, like in the kitchen, whenever you want to check something, a recipe, you just come in? Is this the...
No, we don't really have one like that.
Okay. I guess you have laptops, you can always
put
laptops around.
Yeah, we are, it's mainly laptops.
I think then the only one left here is your dad's laptop. Six.
Okay.
And then... Location.
It's located in his room.
And Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
And
it's just him that uses it.
When does he use it?
Daily.
Daily. Typically.
Probably like work-related stuff.
Work-related, like
email,
Microsoft Office and things like that.
Yeah.
Documents. And then he's the only one who uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Did we cover it all? There's this one. Let's put this one in too.
Yeah, spare.
Spare. Spare desktop. And where does it live? It's gonna be
it
here.
Just stays right here.
And this is sort of the kitchen.
Kitchen. Yeah, kitchen.
Wired?
Yep.
I think it's wired. Who uses it
typically? Michael, my dad.
And when does it get used?
I'd say a couple times a week.
Usually for what purpose?
He's rebuilding it, so...
Who knows?
Yeah. I guess just getting all the stuff that's not needed on there, putting stuff that is needed.
But probably like for, more casual computer
usage,
right? Okay. Anybody else would use it, I guess?
I don't think so.
No? Nobody? Okay. Alright. Anything?
Are there any other devices in the home that make use of the internet? Like, for example, an iPod Touch, maybe? An iPhone?
Actually, Corey does. Yeah, Corey has an iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
I have a smartphone. But I usually don't really get on the internet as much on there. Just because it's not... if I'm here, I could just use a computer. It's not that fast.
Right.
Might as well just use a computer instead of using the smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense of how much Core uses the iPod Touch?
Well, if he had, if he didn't lose it, he's...
So we had an iPod Touch.
Well, see, he like he always comes, he loses, he loses it, you know, every day, every other day. He's like, oh, I can't find it, and then he'll have it, and
oh,
then
okay.
I can't find it again, but...
You go back and forth.
Usually when he has it, I'd say on a daily, every other, I'd say every other day. It's about every other day,
yeah.
Just because of, you know, school and stuff.
What do you have a sense for what he uses it for?
Just games.
Just games?
All games.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes those little games on there.
He's the only one who uses it.
Yeah.
The location?
Everywhere? Wherever he's at.
Most.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unknown.
Around the house. Around the house. Okay. Great. So, should we make a list of all the consent forms that will be needed for everyone who's
yeah.
not here?
Yeah, we should put that right here, and then I guess my
so
brother gets home from work, he can fill it out, and when my other brother gets home
so
from
just
school.
Three. Just three. There's Taylor. Taylor is number three. So I'll just put Taylor on the corner. These are actually not the consent forms. Hold on. Three. Four. And this is all for Corey to use. Three. Five. Corey. Is this machine accounted for?
It really doesn't get much use. It's just we had it, and it, we just don't really use it.
Okay.
Right. Well,
well
I mean, you can
put
it down, but
table.
It just doesn't
let's
really get used. It's,
yeah.
it's
I just
want
to have a sense for what kinds of devices we'll actually see
okay.
on the network so we don't get surprised, like, oh, they have like 10 visitors all the time. Kind of thing.
So that
I
one
gotcha.
Is like an Acer laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used it a couple times. It's super slow. And,
Location, does it stay usually here?
Yeah. Didn't really get much use anymore.
Wi-Fi. And so it's you who uses it?
It was my mom's. So
okay.
Lisa. But you know, when she's got this computer, it's just...
And when...
When she did use it, I would say every other day, but... Now it just sits here. So.
Are there other computers that maybe don't get used very much there?
I think
that's
it.
Okay.
I was wondering if y'all had that, but that's it.
Right. When she used it, I guess she doesn't use it very much, but when she was using it, what she was using for work?
It was mostly work and fun. You know, all her work stuff's on this computer, so she didn't really want to transfer it all. I mean, obviously it's not going to all fit on there. But I think she just used that for, like, email and maybe, like, just a little bit of extra help for work, I guess.
Okay. So here are the activity things for people.
Okay.
So if you can help.
Okay. Yeah, so if you could have everybody.
Yeah.
Whenever they're available, fill out. And
these
are all the consents.
And this is for Corey, so... So these are, this is for your mom and for Taylor. Those are just the same one as you just filled out.
Okay.
For Corey, it's a little bit more complicated. We need Corey to, I don't know if I spelled his name right. We need Corey to fill out this one, and then we need one of either your mom or your dad to fill this out for Corey.
Okay.
Basically, this is his version of the consent form, and then this is the, it's okay for Corey to play.
Basically. Okay, yeah.
And because there's so many forms, maybe one thing that would be easy would be for you to just put them all in an envelope and send to us. Your dad mentioned that you could just scan.
Yeah,
and
we can do that.
And they'll be fine. But you know, there's so many. I don't know. I'm gonna be doing whichever one would be more convenient for you. And we
maybe I can get her to do this one right
and
now.
And we
and mom. She's on the phone. Okay, well.
We usually bring an envelope only for that, so that it would be easier for you to just send it back to us.
Okay.
But if you can scan it, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. I guess did we go over some of these? I guess we should just talk about some of these sort of networking habits and performance and things like that. Who originally set up the home network here?
That would be my dad.
Your dad. For this one, we're just recording.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Okay. No. Mike wants to hang on. Looks like he's busy.
Okay. I'll give him a second.
Usually, is he the one who fixes problems and things when...
He'll fix the problems, but I'm pretty independent with my computer. I can fix.
You can also help out.
Yeah, I would say if anybody's gonna fix it, it's gonna be me and my dad.
Okay.
Everybody else in the house is kind of like. Yeah.
I don't wanna mess with it.
Yeah.
And I guess we already talked about some of the kinds of things that you do at home on the internet, like gaming and. Mostly just email and work and gaming and things like that. Are there any types of restrictions on who uses the network where? Probably not, right?
Is it
just in terms of people's computers and where they're located?
No, there's no restrictions. I'm pretty open, so.
Have you had any network problems lately or in the past?
I don't know if it's Comcast or anything, but, you know, some days I'll wake up and just the internet will be down along with, like, the TV. Like, you know how the Comcast is kind of...
So you
like
have a package with Comcast where...
it's like the internet and TV and whatever. You know, so that goes down, I wouldn't say fairly often, but...
it does happen.
When would you say is the last time it happened?
A couple days ago, I'm trying to think of what day exactly. It was this past week, though.
Oh, really?
It happened. Yeah.
How long did it last for?
Probably like 2 hours, a couple hours. It was only a couple hours. I mean, it wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was early in the morning. It was, probably 8 to 10 in the morning around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it
mm-hmm.
wasn't, horrible. It wasn't horrible, but, it does happen. Every now and then.
How reliable would you say your Comcast connection is compared to, say, your cell phone connection or something like that? How many bars would you give it?
out of how many?
I don't know.
Five bars.
Yeah.
I would say four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay. So most of the time it seems all right.
Yeah, most of the time it's really fast and really it works really good, but
mm-hmm.
there's this couple times where the internet will be down, I'll look outside and see like the truck working on the bog, something out there, and that was a couple days ago. Didn't the internet go down like a couple days ago?
Yeah, they were doing some work somewhere around here, but we went a few days with bandwidth that was pretty low, and then maybe eight megabit for a couple of days, and now it's back up. It usually averages about 20 megabits here, so it's a pretty good connection.
But
it's been pretty reliable. We went for probably the better part of a year without having a lot of
any
issues.
Problems.
Yeah, and we've got VoIP phone, cable, and internet all through Comcast.
It's a bundle package. Does Comcast offer different packages for speed performance? For internet?
Yeah, we pay for 16 megabits, and it usually averages about 20 to 22.
Oh,
so.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
It's usually the opposite.
I know.
Yeah.
But no, they've been, there must be some good fiber around here or something, because our internet speed is usually very good.
Very good, you're very happy with
the
performance.
And AT&T actually has started to come through here with fiber, and because we're located physically on this road, I guess they tried to get us to switch over. Package was similar, maybe a little bit cheaper, but their customer service, or their if you go online and you research people that have tried it, there's a lot of bad hits or whatever out there about them, so we decided to stay with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in here for a while. And all the utilities in here are underground, and I think probably 10 or 15 years ago they came in as Media One, which was the cable provider years ago, and put a bunch of fiber in.
Hmm.
So there's a pretty good little infrastructure in here.
That's cool. Have you had to ever call them in to have them do service?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they were here this week. the bandwidth was low for several days, and I called, and we did all the stuff here they could do remotely to try to figure it out, and go back and forth with him blaming it on our router, and
reboot your router,
and disconnect your router, and still magically no bandwidth. But the only thing they could do to test it physically here is to send a tech out. Mm-hmm. So a tech came out this week, and by the time he got here, the bandwidth was back up. So there was some service issue or some repair going on in the area that they couldn't tell was causing bandwidth problems. So by the time the tech got here, it was all done. I mean, it was all back to normal.
Okay.
So he just checked all the connections and...
Very fine.
And yeah, he was plugged in.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay.
All right, shall we...
I don't know. Is there anything else? Are there any other things about your network that are interesting, unusual, that you want to talk about? Any experiences that you've had, positive, negative?
Didn't we get like a new modem or like recently?
Yeah, we got a new cable modem from Comcast recently and hooked up, but it just dropped right in. It didn't require any updating. The network we run here is real simple. It's just basically used for nothing more than providing multiple computers access to the internet. And mm-hmm. and then we do have two networked printers, one in here and one in another bedroom, mm-hmm. that we share among all the computers. But that's really the extent of it. We're not streaming any video, or we're not sharing video between computers or music between computers or anything like that yet. Okay. It's all pretty, everybody's sort of self-contained.
Right.
On their own computer, sharing the network.
Maybe we could. Have you twiddled around with some of the settings on the router for the purpose of getting the printer up and running and that sort of thing? No.
No.
Have you ever been onto the router's web, like the router?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. The
kinds of things have you done on there?
I don't really recall exactly. I mean, the printers I set up were. I actually did, instead of setting them up as DHCP, I set them up as static IPs to make it easier to network to.
Right.
So I don't remember making any changes to the router that would need to be replicated.
Okay. Now, the static IPs you set on the printers themselves?
Physically on the printers themselves.
Oh, okay.
So, and the disk storage unit, the backup unit in there, it also has a static IP address. So
and it knows its own static IP.
Right.
Excellent.
So,
okay.
When we bring everything back up, I don't think it's going to cause any issues as far as...
We want to make sure every one of the devices work before we go.
Okay.
Because we can remotely twiddle around with this thing if things go wrong, but I mean, it doesn't have a web page in the same way that your D-Link does,
right.
And that sort of thing. So, like I said, we want to make sure everything's good to go before we pull out of here. So it may end up being, I think, what we told Andrew was that we would only be here for a couple hours. We showed up an hour late, by the way, because we got lost. But it may end up being that we're here a little bit longer because there are a few more devices just to check through. That's okay.
I think initially, obviously, once we bring everything up, the check the hardwired items, mainly this in here, and then check the wireless PC that's in the back. That's got a wireless in card and separate antenna device. So I'd want to check that one pretty closely because the other ones are laptops running. Mine has Windows 7, so I'm not too concerned about that. But we'll check it.
It's worth checking just to make sure.
So
okay.
Is this wireless N or is it wireless G?
I Noah can do G for sure. I don't know about Android.
Because that could
so
be
much.
A problem, because the card that's in that PC back there
yeah.
is specifically in.
Okay.
It may fall back.
They often fall back, so we might be okay. But like I said, we'll check to make sure.
And unfortunately, that's a computer that he does gaming on. And if it drops back to G, I don't know how quick it will be.
Okay. Well, like I said, we'll plug it in. Hopefully, you guys are happy with it. If you're not, that's all right. You guys can drop out of the study without like too much problem. It's just, you know, hopefully it's good. I think this is the most sophisticated network that we've come into in a home, which is great. It gives us a chance to see something.
Well,
else
and it's not that
devices.
Yeah.
And it's not really as sophisticated as it probably could be. It's just mainly giving access to
just a lot of stuff going on, which is exciting for us, because most of the homes that we've been to so far have like one or two computers, and so it's a little bit boring.
Right.
So, but this will be exciting. There's like five machines going, a couple of printers. We've got like some, you know, we've got
it's
like
a large
display.
Family, right? So
there's
a very connected, lots of
activity.
Okay. Well, that's got to be worth extra money.
Okay, I don't know. Do you have anything else?
I think I included the printers here.
Great.
More details about them. I have a full sheet.
Yeah.
And more devices than we expected.
So, we okay?
We're okay.
Okay.